This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
From the Melbourne Chargers, Josh and Dan. Hi, guys. Welcome to the Royal Daltons.
Thank you. Hello.
Josh and David.
Josh and Daniel.
It is Daniel. Yes.
Now, we want to know all about the year that you've had, because you're both new. You've just been made the president.
I have, yes.
Which is amazing, isn't it?
It is
in your opening year, you joined the rugby club and... You've taken over already.
Look, it's... Kind of like that.
Well, how else is it?
Well,
people
exactly like that.
They voted you in. They
did.
And you are now the president, and you over there, Josh, won best newcomer.
Yeah, I did.
Wow.
Yeah. It was a bit exciting, a bit of a good experience for that. Yeah, I wasn't expecting that at all.
No, well, I guess you've gone in there and you thought, right, if I'm going to do it, I'm going to do the best I can.
That's exactly what I said at the start of the season.
As his rugby husband, I was very proud and very impressed.
So. Oh, lovely.
So and we play the same position.
And as president, I was president after this, so I didn't rig the vote. So thanks.
Sure. Yeah. Now, for people who maybe are not overly familiar with the Melbourne Chargers, give us a quick snapshot of what it is.
Melbourne Chargers are an inclusive rugby club, so it's irrelevant. So the basis, it was formed on the basis of, you know, it's irrelevant on sexual orientation, fitness levels. It's just a bunch of really good guys wanting to, you know, make some mates playing rugby and have a bit of fun along the way.
Because you've got different grades, haven't you?
So this year was the first time we've ever had two teams. So beforehand we played in a Masters division, so that's an open, and we played against a lot of really old school style of rugby players. Mm. But this year we had a two teams, one for the Masters and one for the third division in Victoria, and that was going up against an Army base, a Navy base, Melton, Warrnambool, and our host club, the Melbourne Unicorns. So it was a really big season, and it was meeting a really good bunch of guys that we're playing against and beating them, obviously. So we had a really good season for that. One of our players, Arnoud, he won the best player in the third division, and our Masters team won the most improved team for the year. Which
that's been a great
been
year.
Great.
Yeah.
And we went to Sydney
for the Bingham Cup.
It's an international tournament for gay rugby held every 2 years.
Fantastic.
We won the Bingham Plate, which we tried to beat Sydney, but obviously that we saved that for 2016. But we won the Plate, which lots of was hard fought and well earned, and quite a few injuries along the way, but we got it, which was a really awesome feeling to have.
It was a hard couple of days that tournament, but when we won the Plate, it was the best feeling ever, and I'll never forget that feeling.
Yeah, I bet.
Ever, yeah.
I mean, because you're doing game after game, aren't you?
For the we played 6 games in 3 days.
Wow.
So 6 half games. But
so no wonder people get injured. I mean, if you want to win, you have to put your body into it, don't you?
Exactly.
You know, even doing radio.
Yes.
We're
always putting our body into it,
constantly,
aren't we?
Now, what is it then? Because January is midsummer.
It is.
And we talked about this previously, but you want to get people along. And it's all very well to say, we play rugby and things like that, but going along and watching it, thinking maybe, I wouldn't mind doing that. You've got a sports day that people can do that, haven't you?
We can. We are. We do. Team Melbourne Sports Festival is coming up on the 31st of January. Check midsummer. Summer's website for details, but it's out in Footscray Park.
So basically, it's at a university, yeah?
It is.
So basically, it's an event where people, they might be thinking, oh God, I reckon I could do that, or I want to know more, or I just want to go and have a look and see what it's all about.
Exactly. So if you want to come down, it's for, rugby is a subtle bias that I might have, but there are other sports down there on the day. Mm-hmm. But,
the unimportant ones, basically.
Exactly. Water polo or swimming. But people who've never thought about playing rugby beforehand, because originally from Adelaide and thought, what the hell is this sport? But as soon as I picked up a ball and learned how to throw it backwards, the greatest feeling ever.
That's all you need to know, isn't it? Yeah.
So no, it's so much fun. Like, you know, everyone should come down.
Do you remember that time on air we talked about skipping being an event?
A sport, yeah. Sport? I wonder if there could be a skipping demonstration.
Because I'm really, really good at skipping. Not like with the rope, just like down this tree. Mm. If it was late at night and I wanted to get home really quickly and
why
I
run?
Don't like running.
Why would you run?
Because I can't.
No, exactly.
But I can skip like really quick.
That is very impressive.
It is, isn't it? Do you ever do that in training? Sport. Do you ever do skipping?
We have sometimes.
Michael, you need to get down there.
I quite like my teeth, though. Do you worry about your mouth?
We do, with all those boys.
And my nose.
Yeah.
my worst fear is breaking my nose.
But for our teeth...
Because you've both got little noses, actually.
I know
they are. They're right, you know, they look right.
Yeah, they're not like...
It's not like a mouse all of a sudden. But do you know what I mean? Because, you know, I would worry about that.
I worry a lot because I've had a lot of dental work done in my life, but thankfully we've got...
Well, you're lucky you've got a sponsor, haven't you?
Yes, Hampstead Dental has been helping us for 4 years, which is really great.
Yes, amazing.
Dr. Adam and Stephen have done a really good job helping us.
We can't keep mentioning them, but we do love them. They do. There are a lot of wonderful dentists out there. But
all around Melbourne, there's great dentists.
Indeed, even in the world.
Yes,
actually,
exactly. Yeah.
Some places
we
in the
are
world, international,
that's fantastic. For God's sakes,
go to one in London, they're great. But that is the best way, then, isn't it? If you want to go and join, if you think, God, you can just go and watch, obviously, because you like being supported as well.
We do. Everyone's more than welcome
to come down. When do you do that, then? When are you playing?
So our playing, so the season starts in the end of March, but end of January is for the team day, for the sports day, and then we'll have Rugby 101 where we, you know, if what we cover in an hour is not enough, we'll have a half a day set aside for the weekend after for people who have interest spiked. They can come along and we'll have teach you the basics of rugby and have a barbecue afterwards, and then from there our training kicks in. So
and then but when you do that, then do you just not you give up booze and everything? Is that the idea?
That's the idea. Yeah. But it's a very social club, so the social calendar is very jam packed. It's a lot of fun, and you can, as long as you play hard on the field and you play hard off the field.
Well, love the sound of that.
I do.
If people want more info, they can go to melbournechargers.org for all of that. And thanks very much. Well done on a great year.
Yeah, good on you. No, really good on you. Thank both of you, president and the newcomer.
See you down at training.
Oh, you won't.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.